Thank the Lord for all the singing this morning. Just thankful that no matter how big the giants are in our life, that we have a God that can handle those giants. We just have to trust and believe and allow Him to do the work. Sometimes we want to take it on our own, and I'm very bad for that myself. But, you know, if we'll just allow God. Now, I ain't going to say that God ain't going to ask you to have a part in it, because even with David, he asked David. David had to go down to the brook and get his five smooth stones, but it was God that did the work. David just had to be obedient unto God. If we'll take your Bibles, turn with Matthew chapter number 16. We're taking a reading mostly from Matthew chapter number 16. We're also going to look in Ephesians chapter 5 for just a moment this morning. I do desire your prayers that I'll be able to preach exactly what God's laid upon my heart, and we'll have an opportunity to worship God in spirit and in truth this morning. We do want to say again, thank you for being here this morning. Try to let everything else on your mind go for the next few minutes, and let's listen to what God has to say to us out of His Word. If you will, bow your heads and pray with me and pray for me. Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for all your many blessings. And God, I'm so unworthy to stand here this morning. God, I pray, dear Father, that you'll just help me, God, to be obedient to your spirit and to your will. Take me and use me for your mouthpiece. God, I pray that you'll protect my mind, protect my mouth, God, never to let me say or do anything that's contrary to your word, or God, that would cause confusion or anything else. But God, I pray that you'll just help me to preach your word. God, I pray, dear Father, that most of all, your sweet Holy Spirit will work this morning. God, I pray that you'll touch our hearts, speak to our hearts, God. Help us that we as Christians, when we leave here, that we'll be a little closer than we were when we came. And God, I pray most of all, if there's one here today that doesn't know you as their personal Savior, God, I pray that today will be the day that they feel you speak to their heart, God, and they react, they respond to that call, and they come to know you as their Lord and Savior. God, we thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for dying for an old sinner like me. And it's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. We'll be in Matthew chapter number 16. But before we get there, I want to have just a quick discussion this morning on a question that I was asking the past couple of weeks. And it seems like, you know, our church is doing good and people are coming to our church. And I had a lady ask me a couple of weeks ago, how do I become a member of this church? So I want to take just a couple of minutes, and we do it a little different than everybody else, or not everybody else, but anywhere that I've ever been. You know, growing up as a preacher's kid, I've seen many, many times when people come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior, they come to the altar and they make a profession of faith. Before you even get up from the altar, they ask you if you want to be baptized and become a member of the church. And I've seen many, many times that they would stand up right after that and vote on that person whether or not they were going to become a member of the church or not. And I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm just saying that that's not the way that we do it here. And it was not that I changed it. It was the way that it is before I came. So just in case you're questioning this morning, how do I become a member of this church? First of all, I want to say I believe it's important that every Christian become a member of a local assembly. I'll go ahead and put this in here. Becoming a member of a church does not save you. You need to be saved before you ever think about becoming a member of a church. So if you feel like you wanted to be a member of this church, I do believe that it's important for everybody to be a member of a local assembly. First of all, to fellowship with other like-minded Christians. To come together and to know that you're with other people who share the same viewpoints that you do. To receive instruction from the Word. To worship. And to carry out the great commission that God has given us. When we team up together as a church family, we can go out into a lost and a dying world in a force instead of an individual. So I do believe that it's important to become a member of a local assembly. I'm going somewhere with this in just a minute. Being a member adds dedication, accountability, and signifies belonging to the family. So here, the way that we kind of do membership, we have a new members class that's taught by Bruce Fenstermaker. Is Bruce in the sanctuary? He might be walking around. He walks around, checks on the kids during this time, so he might not be in here, but Angela, raise your hand then, since Bruce is not in here. Bruce is married to Angela. She keeps him straight weekly, daily, hourly. So Bruce Fenstermaker teaches a new members class. So if you came and say, I wanted to be a member of Fellowship Baptist Church, we have a new members class that you go to, and this class covers our doctrine and our beliefs to be sure that you are like-minded with us. It would do no good at all for you to come and join us and be a member of our local assembly if your beliefs and your doctrine does not line up with ours. And I'll go ahead and say this. I believe that our beliefs and our doctrine lines up with the Word of God. And if we get into beliefs and doctrine that don't line up with the Word of God, then we need to change our beliefs and doctrine, because we always need to line up with the Word of God. So this new class, it covers the doctrine and beliefs to be sure that you're like-minded with us. After you complete the new members class, you're then voted on by the deacons in a business meeting or in a deacons meeting. Once that passes that stage, and in my time I've been here, I've not seen anybody denied yet, but once it passes that stage at the next business meeting, you're brought before the church, not you individually, we don't put you up here, but your name is brought before the church to be voted on as a member of this church or not. Being a member here has some benefits. First of all, it opens a lot of doors for you to use your gifts that God has given you or your heart's desire. If you got a desire to teach, if you got a desire to be part of anything in our church, it opens that door for you. It also opens the door for you to use a facility here at the church. If you need to use it for anything, there are some benefits in being able to use the facility. You also then are allowed to vote during our business meetings anytime that we have a matter of business, financially, spiritually, or whatever. It opens the door for that. And I know I'm putting some of you to sleep, but I'm going somewhere in just a minute. So I do believe that it is very important for each and every Christian to be a member of a local assembly somewhere so that you feel that you belong to a church, that it adds that dedication to your life. Now, I believe that that is important. And if there's anybody here that you say, you know what, I've been wanting to be a member and I didn't know how, I just told you how. So you find Bruce Fenstermaker after church, or find Angela and she'll find Bruce for you. And you can say, hey, I need to start in the new members class. And Bruce is really good to work with you about the time frame that you want to do that. But now, there are some good benefits that comes with it, and I believe that it is something that we need to do. But now let's go to Matthew chapter number 16. Matthew chapter number 16, we're going to begin reading verse number 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He saith unto him, but whom say ye that I am? Listen to this. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I want you to notice the conversation here that Jesus is having with his disciples and the answer that is given by Peter. We were talking about becoming a member of this church, of Fellowship Baptist Church, but I want to talk to you for just a minute about becoming a member of the church. You know what? In Surrey County, I don't even know how many churches there are in this county. I drive past several just coming from Pilot over here to Ararat to come to church on Sunday morning and Wednesday night. But there are many different local assemblies here just in Surrey County. There are many different ones. You can about pick one of your flavor. I don't think that's what you should be doing. You should be praying for God to send you where he wants to use you and where God can allow you to use the gifts that he's given you. But as you go from place to place and you see all of these different local assemblies, there's different ways to become members of those local assemblies. Just like I was describing here, that there is a way that you become a member of Fellowship Baptist Church. But I want you to look at the conversation that Jesus himself was having with his disciples about how to become a member of the church. Because no matter how many local assemblies we have in this county, church, this county, there is only one church, and that is the body of Christ. When I come to know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, I became a member of the church. I'm glad to be a member of Fellowship Baptist Church. I'm glad to know that I belong here, that I am dedicated to here, that you can count on me here. But I want you to know more than that, but more than say, that I'm a member of Fellowship Baptist Church, I'm glad I'm a member of the body of Christ this morning. I'm glad that I remember the day that I confessed Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And you know what? There wasn't a class that I went through. There wasn't anything that had to be voted on or anything else. But Jesus extended his love to me through the cross at Calvary. And he said, I'm giving my life for you. And if you'll accept me and confess me as your personal Savior, you can be a member of my church. Here, I want you to notice what happens. He saith unto them, see, he asked them a question. He says, who do men say that I am? And they started giving all of these names of prophets that people thought that Jesus could possibly be. But he says, but I want to ask you now, who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered in verse number 16 and said, thou art the Christ. Notice what he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. This morning, if you want to become a member of the church, the body of Christ, the only thing that you need to know is that Jesus Christ loved you so much that in all the foreknowledge of God, knowing how evil mankind would be, knowing the sin that would come into our lives, knowing that we would fail him even after the time that we come to know him as a personal Savior, that he still loved us so much that he was willing to leave the splendor of heaven, to come here on this earth, to walk for some 33 years, and to give his life on a cross, to be beaten and spat upon, to be the blood of his body just run out there on the cross. They didn't take his life, but he freely gave it down for you and I, and that he loved you so much that he was willing to do that so that you become a member of his church. And I say unto thee also that thou art Peter, and upon this rock, listen to this, I will build my church. Hey, I'm glad to be a member of fellowship, but I'm more glad to be a member of his church. I'm glad that my name's wrote in his book. I don't even know if there is a literal book. There probably is that we write your name in around here when you're a member, but you know what? That name can be scratched out, or you can call and you can say, hey, would you please remove my name for that? I'm going to fellowship with another church, but I'm glad that my name's on a roll this morning when you can't scratch it out. My name's on a roll this morning in a book where nobody's ever going to take it off, but I belong to Jesus Christ and I'm part of his church. He said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. You know, he wasn't telling Peter that he was going to build his church upon Peter. But he was saying, upon this rock. Listen to what the rock was. The rock was the confession of Peter that Jesus Christ was the Son of the living God. That Jesus Christ, he is the cornerstone of the church. I want to tell you, there's churches all over this world today that have no idea the true way to Jesus Christ. That he is the way, the truth, and the life. Every building around here that has a steeple on it's not a church. Can I go ahead and say that? If they're preaching any other way to heaven, if they're each preaching any other way for forgiveness of sins except through and by the blood of Jesus Christ, it's a false doctrine. It's a cult. That's the only thing I know how to tell you. They're pointing you away from Christ. That's not a church. He said, I want you to be a member of my church. And the way you become a member of Jesus' church is through the confession that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee. You know, this morning I was talking a little bit about becoming a member of church, and some of you may have thought, why in the world is our preacher talking to us about membership? I don't push a lot of membership. I don't come to you and say, hey, you need to be a member, you need to be a member, because I'm a lot more concerned about whether or not you're a member of Christ Church than you are Fellowship Church. You know what? We can fellowship here together. Hey, I know if you come here over two times, you're pretty much family anyway. I mean, once I might not know your name, but if I see you out... I get plumb embarrassed sometimes. I bump into some of you and you go, hey, Pastor, how you doing? Or hey, Josh, how you doing? I'm going, hey, how are you? If you ever see that dumb look on my face, relieve me of my embarrassment and say, you might not know my name, but here's my name. And tell me who you are. All of y'all had one to learn, and I had 200 to learn. So if you ever see me in that embarrassment, I tell you what, and you know what, most of you, I couldn't tell you right now, looking across the congregation, who's a member and who's not. I know who some of you are, but I couldn't tell you who's a member and who's not. But I want you to know this morning, if your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that God knows you're a member of his church. God knows who you are. He knows you by your name. He knows your needs. He knows your burdens, your trials. He knows the help that you need. I want to encourage you this morning. If you're not a member of the body of Christ, if you're not a member of the church, then make today the day that you make a decision to come to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, to make that confession that I know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the one who laid his life down for me, and I accept you for forgiveness of my sins and become a member of the church. You know, I was talking about the benefits of being a member of fellowship. You're able to, there's some doors open to you that you're able to use your call or use your gifts. You have the facility and also you have the ability to vote when we have things going on. But I want to tell you something, becoming a member of the church has so many more benefits. I remember the night that I was saved there in my home. I remember it didn't really make a lot of sense to me. I couldn't explain it to you, but I knew that night that I had changed and that I had become a child of the King. I had received the promises of God, that I had a friend that would never leave me and never forsake me, that I had a home in heaven, that I had someone to cast my cares on, that I had someone to take my burdens to. Hasn't been long ago, I heard a new convert one day, and somebody was talking to him about going to church, and somebody was talking to him about the stresses of life. And he said, you know what? He said, what I can tell you is my stress hadn't changed. My problems haven't changed. I still have a lot of stress. I still have a lot of problems. I still have a lot of cares. But I just now have somebody to take those things to. You know, that's what it's all about. It's having a God in heaven that we can take our cares and our problems. He said, to cast your care upon me, for I care for you. He said, take upon me my yoke, for my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. He said that I'll be a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. There's so many benefits that comes with coming to know Jesus Christ and becoming a member of His church this morning. Hey, there's some great things here with the facility here at our church that you can use and that is beneficial to you, but there is nothing like knowing Jesus Christ and having Him in your heart and your life. Man, the benefits are so great. Hey, I can remember knowing that my sins are forgiven, that I have now escaped the shame of my sins, that I have overcame the power of death, hell, and the grave in my life, and that one day when I lay this body down, that yes, I may be absent from this body, but I'm going to be present with the Lord. One day when I take my last breath here, that I'm going to be in the presence of my Heavenly Father, that I'm going to be there with the one who gave His life for me. Yeah, it's going to be so sweet to see my loved ones who've gone on before. It's going to be so wonderful to have that celebration. But to be there with Jesus Christ, the one that carried me through when nobody else could carry me through, the one that gave His life for me, that's what's going to make heaven heaven, to know that I'm going to be there for eternity with Jesus Christ. Hey, can I tell you this morning that God loves His church? Ephesians chapter number 5, we're going to begin reading with verse number 25. We read the scripture when we talk about marriage a whole lot, but listen to this. Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 25, husbands, love your wives. Listen, even as Christ also loved the church and gave Himself for it. I don't know if there's any greater example of love than the fact that Jesus Christ gave Himself for the church. The only way that the church could be reunited again, and I'm talking about the body of Christ, born again believers, the only way that that could ever even happen is for Christ to give Himself for the church. And He did that so that we could be reconciled, so that we can be forgiven and have that opportunity to spend eternity with Him. Verse number 26, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that He might present it to Himself, a glorious church. Listen to how much that God loves the church. He gave His only begotten Son for the church. He gave His only Son to come and die so that we could be His church, that He might present it to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. I'm glad this morning that even though you know I'm a failure, even though you know that sin comes into my life, even though you know sometimes I trip and fall spiritually as a Christian and fall flat on my face, that when I stand before God and I stand there in His presence, I'm going to be holy, without blemish, without spot. And it's all through and by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's not because I'm a preacher or a pastor or because I read out of a King James Bible or because of anything that I've done here. The only thing that's going to make me worthy to stand before a holy and a righteous God is the night that I was 7 years old and I invited Jesus Christ into my life and I admitted that Thou art Jesus, the Son of the living God, and I need You in my life. That's what made me a member of the church. He said that He might present it to Himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. I want to tell you this morning that God loves the church. If you're a member of fellowship, I hope that you love the church. I love the church. I love the people who make up the church. This is a place that's like my second home, but God loves the church. Listen, and I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. That God protects the church. You know, here as we read that scripture and we see, I have always read this as hell attacking the church. I've read it but this week I read some commentary that made me look at it a little different. He says, and here he says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail or stand against the church. Look, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that's God's church. Listen, sometimes we say that the devil attacks us, and he does. The devil comes after us full force sometimes. And it's all that we feel like that we can do to take those and to continue to stand. But the best way that I can read this verse of scripture right here, it's okay if we as Christians go on the offensive against the devil because he cannot stand or prevail against the church. So instead of letting Satan attack you, instead of Satan attacking you and you just trying to withstand and you just trying to survive, I want to tell you this morning that God loves his church so much and he wants to protect his church so much and he has given the power to the church so much that we can go on the offensive against the devil and we can say, look, I'm tired of this. I'm done. You're not going to attack me in my life any longer, because I want to tell you that it's not me that the devil can't stand up against, but it's my heavenly Father who empowers me that he can't stand up against. Even at the just the name of Jesus, the Bible says that he has to flee. And this morning I want you to know that we don't just have to stand back like little helpless lambs, that we don't just have to stand back and let the devil attack us, but we can stand and say, I'm going on the offensive against the devil, and the Bible tells me that he cannot stand against the church. The gates of hell shall not stand or prevail against the church. There is power in the church. Instead of waiting for him to attack us, we need to take the battle to him. You say, well, how do we do that? Well, the first thing we can do is just quit sitting around as Christians. So many times, this morning has been so hard for me not to cross my legs. Y'all know I always sit with my legs crossed, right? My wife laid out every bit of my clothes except for my socks this morning. So I got on ankle socks, just in case you can't see. And I can't cross my legs this morning. I'm getting an evil look from my wife right now for even telling you that. She laid out everything but my socks, so I got on the wrong socks. So I was sitting there just a minute going, I can't even cross my legs. But I'm going to cross my legs. There you go. Y'all see it. I tell you, that just grew membership right there, didn't it? Me showing. But we sat around like we're hopeless and we're helpless. I want to tell you what, we got all the hope, we got all the help in the world through God the Father, who said, I'm going to build my church on my son, Jesus Christ. If you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you have all the power in the world. You have all the power out of this world, and the devil cannot prevail against you. Yeah, being a member of Fellowship Baptist Church is wonderful. I love being a member here. I love being part of the family. But I want to tell you what, it doesn't even compare to being a member of the church. Doesn't even compare to being a member of God's church. Look, he told Peter, he said, flesh and blood have not revealed this to you. And then he said, and upon this rock, not the rock Peter. Peter was Petros, he was the little rock. Jesus Christ is the cornerstone. That's where it's got to be built on. Hannah, if you will, come get us an invitational hymn this morning. I know the message started out a little weird this morning, and that's okay. It's the way that God led me this week as I was studying. I want to ask you, as they're coming this morning, are you a member of the church? Not fellowship. Hey, if you've got questions about becoming a member of fellowship, come talk to me. Talk to Bruce. Talk to some other members here. I encourage you to be a member of a local assembly somewhere. And if you go somewhere else, I'm going to be knocking on your door asking you why. But other than that, we won't talk about it. No, not really. You and your family have got to be where God leads you, where God can use you, because it is very important that you are where God wants you. You may be the key to someone's salvation. You got to be where God wants you. But if you feel like God wants you to be part of this church, that's wonderful. That's great. But my question is, are you a member of the church? Are you a member of the body of Christ? Because there's power in being a member of the body of Christ. There's protection in being a member of the body of Christ. There is love like you can't even imagine being a member of the body of Christ. We can go on the offensive against Satan being a member of the body of Christ. And man, the benefits of being a member of the body of Christ. You may be here this morning. You may not ever been saved. I'm going to tell you something. It's so simple. You notice I laid out some steps to become a member of fellowship. First of all, to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. According to the Baptist faith, to be baptized, to become a member of the church. To go through our new members class. To be voted on by the deacons. And to be voted on by the church. But become a member of the church. You need to listen right now for that small, still voice speaking to your heart, saying, I want you. You need me. If God's speaking to your heart, listen, here's the step. Here's the step to becoming a member of the body of Christ. God, I'm sorry for my sins. I ask you to forgive me of my sins and to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. You're a member of the body of Christ. Preacher, that's too simple. You made that too simple. Why make it hard? God didn't make it hard. God made it simple. He said to believe and confess. Why do we want to add to it when it's so simple to become a member of the church? With every head bowed and every eye closed for just a minute. Preacher, I'm here this morning. I know without a doubt that I'm saved. I know that I'm a member of the church. And I'm not going to raise my hand to acknowledge anything to you, but I want to raise my hand in praise for what becomes with becoming a member of the church. I just want to let God know that I thank you for letting me be a member of the church. Anywhere around the congregation, God, I just want to praise you for what comes. Amen. All over the congregation. Put your hands down. Preacher, I'm here this morning and I don't know Jesus Christ as my Savior. I've never become a member of the church. I haven't received the promises, the protection, the power that comes with becoming a member of the church. God's speaking to my heart right now. I know He is because it's beating a little faster, and I'm thinking about my eternity. Preacher, I don't want to leave here not knowing Jesus Christ. Would you pray for me? Preacher, I don't want to die and go to hell. Would you pray for me? Just slip up your hand. All I'll do is pray. I won't mention your name to anyone. Won't come to you, won't embarrass you. Preacher, I don't know that I'm saved. Would you just slip up your hand? Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for this opportunity to be in your house this morning. God, I want to thank you that I am a member of fellowship of a local assembly. But God, I want to praise you more that I'm a member of the church. Being a member of fellowship, don't give me the promises, don't give me the power. Don't give me the strength that I need, but I want to tell you what, being a member of the church of God, being a member of the body of Christ, man, the gifts that come along with that, the benefits that comes along with that. God, I want to thank you and I want to praise you. God, I don't know why you would allow me, but I'm so thankful that you love me. In Jesus' name, amen. If you will, stand to your feet this morning as they sing. If you need to come and talk to the Lord, this altar is open. If you want to come and thank Him for allowing you to be a member of the body of Christ, this altar is open. Or maybe you even want to say, Preacher, I couldn't raise my hand, but I need to come to know Jesus Christ. This altar is open.
He counts the stars, one and all. He knows how much sand is on the shore. He sees every sparrow that falls. Made the mountains and the seas. He's in control of everything, of all creatures great and small. And he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I can't tell you what's in store. I don't know a lot of things. I don't have all the answers to the questions of life, but I know in whom I have believed, and he knows my name, every step that I take, every move that I make, every tear that I cry. He knows my name when I'm overwhelmed by the pain and can't see the light of day. I know I'll be just fine, 'cause he knows my name.
I believe that's sufficient this morning. Thank you for your attendance, for your attention. As we go through this week, let's just continue to think about the body of Christ and being a member of the body of Christ, the promises and the power and the protection that comes with being a member of the body of Christ.